Now, the magical, mystical madness awakens. Dr. Notorious is here, flying the Mothership Jokecast into your brainwaves.
Good morrow. Blessings of the Seeker be upon thee, fellow wizards, witches, warlocks, mages, crew, friends, Romans, countrymen, detached ears that have become living beings and wander among us as unhappy living ears. I don't know where I was going there. Remember, this is a joke cast, too. So we're here. We've parked a mothership. We've hidden him away. She'll be okay. It's gender fluid, okay? If only we could all be a little more gender fluid, I think the world would be a much better place, you know? Anyways. All right. I'm going to read the cards. I have special tarot cards. I have two decks, actually. I have my deck, and then I have a deck that gives my deck its power. The deck that Merlin made. He copied his tarot deck from the Wandering Jew when he passed through. At that time, the Isles really didn't have much of a name. Everyone called it by their tribal land. You know, this is our place. This is our shit. It's the Saxons, the Picts. Then the Anglos came, the Normans, the Vikings. And so magic changed. People changed. We changed. We adapted. You know, just like on a quest. You know, things are going to change, and you're going to have to adapt. All right. Merlin. Merlin.
No way, I'm sleeping.
May I please see your deck of cards?
No. Not today.
Oh, wise Merlin. Powerful Merlin. Merlin the Great One. Merlin the Trickster. Merlin...
Flattery will get you nowhere.
No.
You know what I want.
I'm not doing that again.
Yes, do it. Show me your magic wand, Notorious.
You fucking old bastard.
Come on.
Let me show you.
Drop trowel. Let me see it.
Okay.
Come on.
They're coming down. You hear them?
I want to see them.
There's the magic wand.
Woo!
You old pervert.
There you go. All right.
Open Thank box. You. Ow!
Oh, no, you don't.
You bastard.
Thought you had him, didn't you?
Give me that.
All right. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Let's do this reading. We need to focus here after that little fucking pervert.
I heard that.
Fuck you! Alright, this is Dr. Notorious on the Notorious Jokecast. On his wizard quest. We're gonna put out the tarot cards here and come back to you soon. Ankapone. Dr. Notorious here of the Notorious Jokecast. Hope you're doing well, just checking in, listening. While on my vision quest, your voice in my ears, and the birds chirping. Magic in the air, man. Just wanted to see how your personal quest is going. Your voice being heard from Memphis all over the world. Anyone you've touched that you know that's really hit you, or Any magic that you felt, man? Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Hello, this is Anthony Kaponovich, and I most definitely had to stop in and say what is up with my boy, Dr. Notorious. Dr. Notorious has been a faithful friend of mine for quite a spell now, and I truly do appreciate your friendship, sir. You are doing quite well over there on your station. Continue with the success, sir. This is Anthony Kaponovich, and ta-ta for now.
Hello, little cricket. This is Mysterious. I am calling about your order to my website. Mysterious Journeys Out of the Body. Yes, I am available for private lessons. Please join me in my studio, and I will teach you to leave your body behind and travel the mystic, astral, and physical realms. Yes, 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 yes. So join me, my friend, little cricket. Join me on this adventure out of the body.
What is going on? What's going on, mysterious man, mysterious wizard, mysterious sensei? I don't know. You are mysterious, my friend. But I think I like the way you're doing it, so I'm going to go ahead and say, okay. You gotta tell me what are the qualifications and what I need to do so that I can come in there with the kung fu grip or with the cool orderly essay type of grip. You know what I'm saying, Holmes? You gotta let me know, but I'm down, Charlie Brown. Out of the body, out of the experience. Oh, orderly. It's good, eh? Yes, it's good. I take it. How much is it? Is it free? You're gonna teach me for free? Teach me for free. You better teach me for free, bro. Because I'm not paying for shit. Tu sabe, bro. You know, Mr. Sensei. Orale, tell me what you wanna do. Little cricket style. Orale, we get down.
Little cricket. It is I, Mysterious. Normally, my program costs thousands upon thousands of dollars. But for you, 20 easy payments of $49.99 bi-weekly. You know, it's easy, it's affordable, you know, it's just, you know, several dollars a day. No big deal, muchacho. Anyways, I will teach you how to walk the astral plane, commune with your spirit guide, and take a peek in the women's locker rooms at the fancy health club, you know, muchacho, wink, wink. So come to my school, little cricket, come.
Oi! Little cricket son! It is Master Limube. I am here in my dojo in Wudan. Where are you? Do not tell me you have snuck out to go to some stupid school hosted by some TV guy. Come on, he's wearing a top hat and has a mustache. Get your ass back here to Wudan.
This
is Limube, Master Swordsman of Wudan, who has put his sword in many, many things. You know what I'm talking about, muchacho? Yeah. So, now we speak of the uses of magic in the art of swordplay.
Magic has its place, just as the physical realm, we search for perfection of the body. In the magical realm, one searches for perfection of the mind and its connection to the body. Yes, by studying magic, one may also study the art of sword play. Just as my greatest student, Dr. Notorious, came to me and studied the sword as well as our magic.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.